Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Most Browns fans, I would say 80% or higher, would say Shador will have a better next 3 years over Deshaun Watson.
What is interesting, I mean, you were very emphatically like Shador, but Albert said it for a reason. And Albert, I'll give him this, he's been very consistent. He's not wrong. He's been very consistent about the idea that he still thinks that if Deshaun Watson is healthy, he will look like the best quarterback on the roster. And I just have a hard time with that, Nick. It's not even just the playing. It's even if you throw him out there, I can't trust him to stay on the field. He gets just injured too much.
I also struggle with the idea of he's looked good in practice. He looks like an Olympian in practice.
Yeah, the way he gets on the field. The way he did the very first year he was here. And I remember going to the practices against Jacoby Brissett. And I've said it once, I've said it a million times. He made Jacoby Brissett look like a high school quarterback.
Yep. And then he looked like a high school quarterback for the next 3 years. And I don't know. That was something that I struggled with. The other one is, I don't like this. I understand that the backup quarterback has grown in prominence and the importance of the backup quarterback. You need two quarterbacks now because it's 17 games, although the game has gotten way less physical. But I understand the idea that you need two good quarterbacks in your roster. But the idea that the Dylan Gabriel pick is a success if he's a 10-year backup in the NFL, no. He was the 92nd pick in the draft, drafted around guys who are either already starting or will be starting players within the next 2 years. If Dylan's not a long-term starter in the NFL, it's a top 100 pick. It's a failure.
Yeah, elite teams even have a hard time being like, this is our luxury selection of a top 100 pick being the backup quarterback. Yes. They're the ones that get to consider it, and even they have a hard time with that if that's what they are, in fact, drafting somebody for.
What kills me about that is like, Tyler Huntley was a undrafted free agent. He backed up Lamar for 4 years, right? Like, you go across the NFL, yeah, you might have a developmental guy behind an established veteran, but like Mitch Trubisky's making $4 million or $6 million to back up Josh Allen.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Like, that's what a backup is now. A backup should be either a developmental piece, meaning a guy you think might be able to start or something close to it, or at least be a good controllable backup for 3 to 4 years. And again, shouldn't be a top 100 pick, or it should be a guy that's just failed as a starter enough times that he's got enough starts under his belt that you can trust in a short-term spot.
I mean, maybe I got the idea wrong. I thought we were trying to throw darts at the dartboard in many respects and giving us as many chances to even just stumble into having a franchise quarterback.
Not just quarterback.
Not just somebody that we can talk about for the next 10 years backing up the guy we actually want to have be the quarterback.
So 216-474-0092. Dylan Gabriel is a success for the Browns if. Because if he ends up being a backup, the likelihood he's going to be a backup in Cleveland with how they treat quarterbacks they start and then don't end up taking the starting job long term. Those guys almost always are on a new team within the next year or two.
Yeah.
And then two, like,
well, sir, yeah.
Like what a weird thing to say, like, well, it's a good pick if he ends up being a backup for 10 years for somebody else.
So here's the unfortunate part of this, right? Like, remember last year with DTR when you lost the final three games, it was like, we're done with DTR. Cause he was so bad and you lost the games that you did. You can't possibly keep him on the roster anymore. There is a chance. If they drafted Dylan Gabriel to be this long-term career backup quarterback, that you can implode any belief of that being reality if he goes out there and goes 0-5. If he goes out there and loses to a team like the Titans, let's say, and has some really bad games in there, then you can't even sell people on the idea that your backup quarterback is worth anything because he will have shown that you can't rely on him.
What is the goal with Dylan Gabriel? Is it to be a long-term backup? Even saying it just feels really weird for me. And the coaching update you didn't want in Cleveland in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.